Be'ezrat Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shmein Ve'esim, the 28th chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos in the Sefer Zman, the Book of Designated Times. So we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing the halachas of Tchumen, the limits of how far a person could walk on Shabbos. Where in this Perek, we discuss specifically regarding measuring the Tchum. As Rambam gives a halacha off regarding the boundaries of the city. Kol Beis Didra, any dwelling place, Shuhu Yotim the Medina, which is outside of the city. But if between it and the city was only 70 and 2/3 of an amma, shuhud sela, which that's one side of a square, of base saim hamarubas, when you have a base sa that's squared, which is 50 by 50 ammas, comes out that a base saim is 5,000 ammas, where the area of a square of 70 ammas and 2/3 of an amma by 70 ammas and 2/3 of an amma is actually 5,000, approximately 5,000 ammas. So if it's that area, or less than 70 ammas and 2/3, so that house actually connects and combines with the city and is considered part of it. Therefore, when we're going to measure 2,000 amas in every direction from this city, we're going to measure from beyond this house. And that's where you're going to make the square around that. Now, let's say this house was within 70 amas, approximately, from the city. Then you have another house. So you have this city, this nucleus, and then you have one house sticking out within 70 amas. And you have from that house, another house, 70 amas from that one. Then you have a third house within 70 amas from the second house. And even a journey of many days in its length. All considered like one city. Then when you're going to measure, you're going to measure beyond the last house. But who, as long as she abeis dita zeh, as long as that dwelling house is arba amas al arba amas, so yasser is at least 4 by 4 square amas or more. Halacha gimel. V'chein beis haknesses, so too a shul, sheyesh boi beis dira l'chazanim, if it has a dwelling place for one of the attendants of the shul, or a house of idol worship, sheyesh boi beis dira l'kahaneim, that has a dwelling place for its priests, or a storehouse, sheyesh ben beis dira, but there's an apartment there in the storehouse, or v'hageshet hakever, where you have a bridge or a grave, sheyesh ben beis dira, which has a dwelling place over that, by that bridge or that grave. Or another case would be b'shalosh mechitzis. If you have three partitions, not four, but three, she'ein ala tikra, and it doesn't even have a roof, but v'yesh ben arba al arba amas, it's 4 by 4 squared amas, meaning that this was once an apartment that got destroyed, but it still has three remaining walls with a roof, or v'har buganin, which are these huts that the guards of the gardens would sit in. Or v'har bayis abon bayam, or if you have a house built on an island within 70 amas and a little bit from the city, Or shtei mechitzes, or let's say you have a ruin that only has two partitions left, but sheish and tikra, but it also has a roof. Or uma'ogha, you have a cave, sheish bin alpia, that is a structure by the opening of the cave, yesh ba'bezir, and there's an apartment over there. Kol elu and starvanima, all these entities would combine with the city, imhoyu b'toich shev ma'am shirayim, if it's within 70 amas and a little bit from the city, and therefore ma'isa ba'isa yitzir, therefore from that house that comes out, roin we see ki'ilu chut metuach, as if there's a string stretched out upon Kol Medina or along the entire face of that whole city. We're not going to measure from the city. We're going to measure from that house that sticks out. We're going to make a straight line, and we're going to measure 2,000 amas from that house. Again, like we said, even if it continues going, one and another within 70 amas of the other one. And these are also included as a base deer. Halacha dalet. Now, the following structures do not combine with the city because they're not really considered as the base deer. If you have shtei mechitzes she'ein alein tikra, if you have a ruin that there's two walls remaining, but it doesn't even have a roof. So av b'shadorim aneim, even if people squat or live between them, it's not counted. Or v'hageshar, bridge, v'hakever, grave, v'beis haknesses, or shul, v'beis v'yidus kachom mazalis, or regarding a house of idolatry, v'yitzagas, or storehouses, she'ein ben beis dira. So there's a whole factory over there, but there's no where to live over there. Or v'abar, a pit, v'ashich, and a ditch, v'amar, in the cave, v'ashevich, or a dovka, where the birds live. Or a boathouse, where since it's not permanent, because sometimes it's within, sometimes not, it sails off. So kol elu kiyitzim, all these and anything that's similar to this, even stuff in them would not come out with the city to extend it further out. Halacha hei. Now, unique cases are when there are cities near each other. Hoy shtei yaris zus muchel azuv. There were two cities, one near the other one. So im yesh b'neim kuf mem alef ushlish, if between them there's 141 and a third amis, kedei, what's that number? Sheyeshivim am mishadayim lezu. So that this city, which we said extends outwards, 70 amis and a little bit, and v'ayin am mishadayim lezu, and you have 70 amis a little bit of this one, which we said extends out, anything within that area is considered as part of the city too, ibuda shalir. So chayshin shtein kiracha, since those two numbers are overlapping, because it's within that 141 and a third, which are what a city gets to extend 70 and a little bit, so and they're touching, so they're considered as one city. Nimza comes out, they call Irmehan, every one of those cities, Ma'alech as kol ir ashniya, v'chutzla, could actually go there, not just their entire city, that other second city, and beyond it, apayim ama, 2,000 amas, because they all consider like one city. Now, another unique is Hayishleshi Kfar Mishalashin. There were three villages that were in a tripod, segel, but you had two that were horizontal, and you have one that's vertical, that's like this perpendicular. So im yesh beinem tsoi, if you have between the middle one, which is further down, let's say away from those other two in the vertical positioning, uvein kol echad v'echad v'nachatzeim. So between the middle one and any one of those two outer ones, if you have between them alpayim amah yipochas mekan, 2,000 or less amis between that middle one and the two outer ones that are on the straight line, which therefore you could come from the middle one to build them without an eriv of tchumen. So we see it as if the middle one is like placed between in a straight line, like we're moving it up, as if it's in the straight line between those two outer ones, because it could get there. So then, moreover, and one more condition is ubein ashnei mechitzenim, between the two outer ones, you have Masayim, Sholish, Ushmoinim, Pachishlish. You have 283 minus a third. Why? What's that magic number? Kadeshiyyah bin kol echemhem. So that you could have between every one of them, Uvein hoem tsai, and between the middle one, which is Kishatido isekilu b'nein, like when you can see it as if it's virtually there between them, what you're going to have between them is Meyav v'arboim v'achas amu shlish. You're going to have 141 amis and a third, which is the number that we said looks at it as one. Oh, harish lashon kibedin achas. So we're going to look at all three as if it's one city. And therefore, ma'idin apayim am l'chol ruach, you're going to measure 2,000 amis in every direction, mechutz l'shloshin, beyond all three. So everyone can walk through all three as if it's dalet amis and only measure 2,000 amis of the extremities of any one of these three. Now, ish hukfa, now if you have a city that was surrounded with walls, ul besev yashav, and only then did they settle it. So ma'idin mishabasa, you have to measure the 2,000 amis from the settlement, because since when it was surrounded with walls, it was not for dwelling purposes, because there's no one living over there, so it's not considered to make the whole city as dalet amis. But Yashul, the same hookfa, but let's say it was settled and then they surrounded with walls. So Maidla Muhammad said you can measure from the walls, because that walls are considered the dwelling entity, and hence that's where the city ends, and that's where you would start your measuring of the tchum from. Halacha Vav, regarding the squaring of the tchum, which we spoke about the squaring of the city, that we square that off when we want to see what the city is, but then there's also squaring off of the tchum. So Ir Shalisa Aruka, if you have a city that was long and narrow, which will be like a rectangle, or so squared. Now, since it has four corners that are even, we leave it as it is, and then we measure 2,000 amas from every direction of its four sides. Now, however, if the city was round, we make corners, meaning we view it as if it's in a square. And then we measure from beyond the sides of that square, which we created, 2,000 amas in every direction. It's coming that you gain the corners for the tchum. Let's say it was a triangle. Or if it had many sides, not three, it could have seven sides. We square it out. So it's perfect straight lines. And then we measure beyond the square, 2,000 amas in every direction. Now, when you square it, which direction do you make the square? You square it according to the squaring of the world. So that every side of that city that you now squared off should be drawn towards a direction, towards the directions of the world, north, east, south, and west, and be directly opposite that direction. So not like a diamond in regards to the directions, but rather as a square. Halacha ches. Now, what happens if Haisur Rechava Mitzad Echad? Let's say it was wider on one side, Uketzara Mitzad Echad, and narrow on the other side, like a trapezoid. So again, we view it as if it's all square, and we add on to those narrow areas. Now, Haisur Asui Kimin Gam, let's say it was made like the Greek letter Gamama, which is like a L-shaped bracket, like an endachav, a chav safid, or is actually made like a bow, meaning like a crescent, like houses are built like in a semicircle, in a half a circle, and between the two ends is open. So im yesh bein shnei roshav. So in these cases that we just described, the gam or the keshes, the bow, if between the two shnei roshav, between the two ends, is pachas ma'arbas alaf ma'ama, is less than 4,000 amas. So therefore, the tchum of one end, which is 2,000 amas, overlaps the tchum of the other end, so it makes it like one city. So moidlam in the yasa. So you can measure from the string, which is that imaginary line, which is there by a bow. There's a string that you, that's how you pull back, and then you catapult the arrow. So that's really between the two ends, that imaginary line. You measure from that line. And you view that whole width that's between that imaginary line that's between the two ends and the bow, which is that semicircle that goes that dips down, even though it's really only homes that, like, wait, we viewed Kilu Molibat Maziv, it's filled with houses, and like that's where the city is, this whole area. Now, but if that's between the two tips, from one to the next, was 4,000. So then, then you're only going to measure from the keshes, not going to measure from the imaginary line if you're walking out that way. And the reason for that is because the tchumen are not overlapping. So it's not viewed as like as if it's connected in one. Halacha test. If you have a city that is the residency of that city is by the edge of a river, which during the winter it runs and flows, but it dries up during the summer months. So im yesh lefaneh daka, if there's a dak in front of the river by the edge of the city, so it's considered part of the city. So reichav arba amas, if it has a width of 4 amas, al svas anachal, by the edge of the river, kedesh yamdalah, so that people could stand on it, vishtamsh benachal, and utilize the river. Nimtza anachal b'chal air, comes out that stream, that river is part of the city. Umoyim al paim amas, therefore you're going to measure you're going to start measuring the 2,000 amas, misvas anachal ashniya, from the other side. The edge of the other side of the river, because it's considered, you're going to make that the river is part of the entire city, because of the dock that's built on its side. Now, but if there was no dock, then you're only going to measure for the people of the city from the opening of their homes. It comes out that the stream takes up, as counted from their 2,000 amas that they have. Those who dwell in huts, nomadic type of people, you only measure them from the opening of their homes, because since they're not permanent one place, even though there could be 100 of them, they're not considered as a city to like measure from the outskirts of the city, the beginning of the 2,000 amas. Now, but if there's three courtyards, and then each courtyard is two homes, which in Talmudic definition is considered like a city, so now they all, it creates a permanence for them all, and therefore Merab Moisim, we square it off like we said by city, we give them 2,000 amas every direction, like all the other cities. Now Halacha Yilav continues with the actual measurement itself. We don't measure to get to see how far beyond where the person is, his barn or his city. You don't measure for the 2,000 amas. You don't measure El Bechevel Shel Chamishim Amah, only with a rope of 50 amas, which I actually learned that based on the pasuk of the measurement of the chatzar of the Mishkan, and loy pachas, it can't be less than that. And the reason for that is because actually, if it's less than 50 amas, it's actually going to increase the distance because it's going to stretch more. When it's smaller, you could stretch it more. At the same time, loy yoser, it can't be more than 50 amas because actually it's going to minimize the distance because it's going to sink a little bit. It's going to hang down. So it has to be exactly 50 amas. U'bechevel shel pishtan. And the rope has to be a rope made out of linen. That again, that you don't pull it, doesn't get drawn more than what's necessary. Now, Hagila Gai, if you reach a valley, so if the width of the valley was 50 amas, then you could span the whole thing with the measuring rope, because we said the measuring rope is itself a length of 50 amas. So you span it. In other words, we don't say that the slope should be part of the measuring of the tchum. No, you just go over the surface of the ground. You don't go into the depth. As long as the depth of that valley is less than 4,000 amas, like the halacha that we said of a city that's made like a keshes, and halacha ches that okay, then it's considered like all as one. Halacha yud beis. Remember, when we say this halacha that you span the depth of the valley with this the measuring rope, if a plumb line, which is a rope that the builders use to see if they made a straight line that goes down, it's a heavy thing on from a string, is yurid kinegdoi. It goes straight down. Where that means to say that the depth of the valley is straight, where therefore it's going to go straight down without anything blocking it, comes out it's not really fit to go down that valley and utilize the area because no place even to go down. It's a straight line. Fall down. Shiyaf shalashamish, but we can't utilize it. Oh, okay. But if let's say the plumb line doesn't go straight down because things will block it because it's obviously on the slope, then you can't just span the whole area like we said horizontally, because since you could utilize the valley, so you got to go down and actually measure itself. You got to go down, and that's part of the distance. Unless if its depth was 2,000 or less than that, then it's not considered something so significant. Then you could just span across the area as we said before. If let's say this valley was twisted, meaning to say that yes, it wasn't straight down, there was a slope, but it's on an angle, it's a real decline, but you can go down it. So then, so you got to measure going up, measure going down. It's part of the measurement. If the valley was wider than 50 amas, where you can't span it, so in that case, meaning in the case when you could span it, when we said the halacha would be like that, then you go to a place where you could span it, because like we said, you can only use a rope of 50 amas, you can't use any longer, and you span it over there, but and you look towards the measurement, and then you go back to the spot, so you're going in a straight line, but you'll move over to where you could span it, and then you go back that exactly in the perpendicular line back to where you are going in this parallel direction. Look at your gimel. Higila kaisal. Let's say the measuring the 2,000 amas and they hit a wall. You don't say yikavas kaisal. Got to make a hole through the wall to keep on measuring. Rather, you evaluate the width. You continue going. Now, if you could use the wall, then you have to measure exactly. It's considered part of his 2,000 amas. So to if the plumb line would go straight down, so since it's so straight down, that means to say that you can measure the width on the top of the wall, it's measurable. So they also have to measure the width of the wall very precisely in towards the 2,000 numbers. You don't just estimate, like we said, in general. Let's say you're measuring and you reach a mountain. So it depends. If the mountain was an incline, was gathering from the mountain's height, gavoya starts from getting to a height of 10 hand breadth, but irich chamesh ames in a length in the horizontal of 5 ames, meaning when you go in the width 5 ames, the mountain already has elevated to a height of 10 tfachim. So then mavliyai, what you do is you span the incline, meaning you don't measure the incline, the vertical. You only measure according to the width that's on the bottom of the mountain. And you go back to continue measuring. Now, if it was very high, that it gets to a height of 10 tefachim, even with it a length of already, when you're walking a distance of 4 amas, then since it's so steep, so then actually all you'd have to do is evaluate, assess it, give a number that makes sense, and then you continue going. Now, let's say you can't span it. For example, the width of the mountain was more than 50 amas, so you can't do the spanning that we spoke about. So then, what you do is that you measure with smaller measurements, as we'll say in the next halachas, not a little bit of time. This is what they said, that you cut through the mountain, that you do a little bit at a time. Halacha design, Ketz Makadrin. What does it mean that you Makadrin Baharim in the mountains of Begeyoyis, in the valley, Shenyoch Lavlim, that you can't span it? So what you do is like this. two people that hold a chevel shel arba amas, a rope that's only a four amas. Ha'el yoin eches k'tzase mekeneg magalaisim. So if you're starting at the top, let's say you're going down into a valley, so the one at the top holds on to one end of it, mekeneg magalaisim, opposite his feet. So he holds it on the bottom of his body, which is by his feet. Va'tachten, the lower person, lower down, eches b'kotz ha'sheni, he holds the second end, straight line, keneg liboy, opposite his chest, his heart, where it's in a straight line, but that's going to minimize the slope of every arba amis, at least the half of the height of a person, because he's by his foot and he's by his chest. So you're going down, but you're going to be minimizing that slope, and that's the dimensions that they have it. That if you're holding dalet amis, wherever his chest is and his foot is. Now, the upper person now goes down to where the lower person was standing before. Now, the lower person, as far as he can go, still holding the rope, he goes down the mountain, and he holds it by his chest, by his heart. And they continue doing this until they measure the entire valley or mountain. Now, when the one is going to measure to span the mountain or the valley, so he's not go out of the tchum, because although we said you go to the side, let's say it's too long and you can't span this, you got to go on the side, but you can't be going out of the tchum to do that. So it shouldn't be that the passerbys see the one who's the assessor. They're going to say, oh, midat tchum in Balkan, I saw him here on Friday and he was measuring, must be that tchum goes here, which is not the case. So therefore, don't do that so that it doesn't give off the wrong appearance. Halacha 10, regarding the trustworthiness, regarding how far the measurement goes to. So in Simchin, we don't rely el al medidas adam mumcha, only on the measuring of a professional who shayudei midas akarka, he knows them how to measure land. Now, ha'yilanu tchum shabbos mukhzakim. Let's say we had a really well-established tchum of Shabbos. Aba mumcha mumadid, a professional comes along and he says, no, I'm going to check this, and he measures. Now, what happens if riba b'tchum mehem? Let's say he says the tchum actually is more than what it was. Or mid b'tchum, or he says it's actually less than what it was. We listen to the one that the tchum is bigger of the two. So too, let's say you have two shnayim mumchen, two at the same time, two professionals come along. We're starting a city. We want to know what the tchum is. Umadat tchum, and these two professionals measure the tchum. Echad riba v'echad mid. One's measurement is longer. One's measurement is less. Shem lamanaba. We listen to the one that says the tchum is longer. Ubovad, as long as shli yirabe yosem, as long as the one is longer, is not adding on more mimidas alaksein shel ir than the measurement of the diagonal of the city. Halachi tchas ketzah. Rambam explains, what does this mean? You say a little bit off. You'd say, okay, one's maybe made a mistake and maybe be lenient, but how could you be so much off? And what's the idea of being the measurement of the diagonal of the city? So ketzah is be'eshir yirabe zeh. It's when this one whose measurement is bigger. Noima, we're going to say, Shem HaRishon, maybe the first one who is smaller, he measured 2,000, maybe Mikeden, maybe it's on the corner. Allah sun shall ear that the diagonal of the city, Mad Alpaim, he measured 2,000, he didn't go in a straight line, he went in the diagonal. Well, the figure maybe does say. So therefore, if you're going diagonal, you're getting less measurement. So Benimsa comes out, Salat Chum, the border of the boundary, Beinoy Bein Medina, that's going to, if he's measuring that way between him and the city, he's going to be Pachas Lampaim, he's going to be less than 2,000 numbers. So that's why he got a lesser number. But Vazach, on this last one, Madad Alpayim, he measured 2,000 amas, Mitzela HaMadina, literally from the side of the city, where he measured in a straight line. So therefore, he's going to get an actual 2,000 amas. And the Emach Zikin Al-Rishon, Shatoh B'Yis Al-Zeh, and therefore, we don't presume that the first one's going to make a mistake bigger than that. Lefikach, therefore, Im Ribazah Achron Yis Al-Rishon, if this last person adds on more than the first one, Afilah B'Chamesh Meisah Shmoinim Amah B'Kedub, even around 580 amis, what he means to say is that it's actually 572 amis, which is a measurement of 2/5 from 1,422, which together is 2,000, because since this guy measured at a diagonal, so he lost out 2/5 of the measurements. Why? Because we know that an ama straight, biribua, when it's on its diagonal, is an ama 2/5. So therefore, since he went in the diagonal, he was taking away 2/5, and therefore, you have to count that in, that amount, which is this 572 amas, is how much he was causing a loss. So the one that was doing that more, Shemuel, we're going to listen to him, because we'll say, hey, we understand why this happened. And it's the guy who did more than makes sense. But Yosef said, but it's more than that. Inshallah, we don't listen to because that gap is too much. There must be some faulty error over here, and therefore then we can't just recognize the larger tchum because it doesn't make sense. Even if the guy went on the agnel, you wouldn't have that other guy so much more. Alachi test. Fill evid, a filishevcha, even a slave or a maidservant, which generally they're invalid for a testimony regarding other things. Neman and lemon, they are believed to say adkan tchum haShabbos, up until here is where the boundary of how far you're allowed to go on Shabbos. And so to benemen hagod limer, an adult is believed to say, Zachran, I remember, Shad Kanu Yin and Boim Shabbos, this is where we used to go to on Shabbos, because she used to cut when I was a minor. The Sanchan Ali Dusa, but there was then we rely on this testimony regarding this, even though he was recalling what he was as a child. Because Shalom Chacham, but Dabal Hachman, the sage does not say this regarding that we should be stringent. Elahakal, rather, we're lenient regarding, you know, identifying where the limit is to say where it was made. Because the whole measurement of 2,000 amas is anyway, Medivraim is only from rabbinic law, and therefore we're going to be lenient.